It has been the allure of big American cities such as Boston. They attract millions of people each year with promises of higher wages and endless economic opportunities. But new research from MIT suggests the idea of cities as a pathway to prosperity isn't all it's made out to be, as housing costs rise and jobs shrink for middle-class workers, especially people of color. And it was that way before the worldwide coronavirus pandemic made things even more uncertain for people trying to make it in the big city. David Otter is the Ford Professor of Economics at MIT and a leader of the study, and he joins us now to talk about this. Hi, David.
Hi, Bob.
So first of all, define, if you would, this decline of opportunity in the urban landscape.
It's not declining for the highly educated, for people with college degrees or graduate degrees. It's for everybody else. Cities in the post-war era offered a kind of distinctive set of jobs for people without college degrees. They were jobs in offices, they were jobs in factories, where they were working closely with highly educated professionals. And that has eroded over the last 35 years. Those individuals or people with that education level have been shunted into mostly services for the affluent. Food service, cleaning, security, entertainment, recreation, home health aides. And that's unfortunately more pronounced among Black and Hispanic workers than among white workers.
What's driven this erosion as you described it?
This decline in the middle has been driven by automation, which has taken many of those routine codifiable tasks, and they're now done by software and machines, and on factory floors are increasingly done by highly programmed machines and robots. As this polarization has occurred, as the middle has contracted, it's basically slowly eroded what was distinctive about urban labor markets, the special opportunities they offered for people without four-year college degrees. And so the urban advantage, the earnings advantage and opportunity advantage has really slipped away.
I know your study doesn't specifically address the situation in Boston, but how do you imagine these trends might uniquely impact the Boston area, which is known, of course, both for its diverse job opportunities and at the same time its large racial wealth gap?
There are big pluses and big minuses for Boston. So the big minus is it's gotten very expensive here as companies have piled in, real estate prices have risen. And so that makes it a tougher place for people without high levels of earnings. Massachusetts has had relatively progressive minimum wage policies, and those tend to help at the bottom. But I'd have to look more specifically to see whether, you know, non-college workers in the Boston area had done especially well or especially poorly. And that's a question worth answering that I have not looked at with greater granularity.
We know the coronavirus pandemic has stalled large segments of the economy across the country. It's affected jobs across the board with an incredibly high jobless rate in the country right now, even though some hiring is beginning to take place again. Will the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic make this polarization even worse, do you think?
I think it's going to make it more problematic in cities. Even when they call the pandemic off, as they hopefully eventually will be able to do, we're going to see less business travel, which drives a whole hospitality sector of hotels, restaurants, transportation, entertainment even. More people will be telepresent at their jobs and fewer of them will be commuting downtown and eating downtown. A lot of the growth of employment for non-college adults in dense urban areas has been in these services. I don't want to say those jobs will not exist in the future, those hospitality jobs, those food service cleaning, but I think they won't be as prevalent in urban areas. And that would again suggest that the benefits of cities for people without high levels of education will further erode relative to opportunities outside of cities.
The report we've been talking about is part of the work of MIT's Work of the Future Task Force. David Otter is co-director of the task force and is the Ford Professor of Economics at MIT. David, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition again. Thanks.
A pleasure speaking with you.